Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Aasim.
Yeah, thanks. Good evening. Welcome, everyone, to Supreme Industries Q3 25 results call. We have with us the senior leadership team of the company who will take us through the quarter performance, and post which we'll open the call for questions. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Taparia.
Thank you very much, dear friend. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and nine-month period ended 31 December 2024. The stand-alone results, consolidated results, are already with you. I will give a brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 162,733 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,488 crore during the third quarter of the current year, a sale of 158,025 tons of plastic goods, and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,429 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving volume and value growth of around 3% and 2%, respectively. The company sold 474,645 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 7,336 crore during nine months of the current year, against sale of 444,332 tons and net product turnover of rupees 7,043 crore in the corresponding nine months of the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 7% and 4%, respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 331 crore and rupees 187 crore, as compared to rupees 400 crore and rupees 256 crore, respectively, the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting in a decrease of 17% and 27%, respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the nine months of the current year amounted to rupees 1,103 crore and rupees 665 crore, as compared to rupees 1,123 crore and rupees 715 crore, respectively, for the corresponding period of the previous year, resulting in a decrease of 2% and 7%, respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the third quarter ended 31 December 2024, as compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year, has been as under: plastic piping system business grew 4% by volume and 1% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 9% in volume and 13% in value term. Industrial product segment business decreased by 5% in volume and remained at flat level in value term. Consumer product segment business decreased by 7% in volume and 5% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 961 crore during the third quarter of the current year, against rupees 853 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving growth of around 13%. the company continued to remain debt-free and having a cash surplus of Rs. 290 crore as on 31 December 2024. Business outlook. The plastic pipe system business growth continued to be adversely affected due to adverse PVC resin price scenario and demand for infrastructure not picking up as envisaged. Considering better demand in the second half of the year in the segment served by the company had earlier envisaged 16 to 18% volume growth for the current year for the plastic piping system. The plastic pipe business was affected in the third quarter as PVC prices in the open market were quite low compared to domestic producer prices and due to extended winter rainfall in South India and some eastern states. The company expects good demand from agri and housing segment for the last quarter. The entire distribution pipeline has destocked, seeing the continuous fall in PVC prices. As the prices reach a low level, the company expects good demand going forward in the current quarter. The company also expects some improvement in infrastructure demand, as this being the last quarter of the financial year. The international PVC prices have stabilized at a low level. Local makers are adjusting their price close to import parity. However, there was a move from local producer to impose anti-dumping duty on import of PVC suspension grade resin. The decision from the finance ministry is still awaited. Thus, the PVC resin price trend remains an uncertain area. Answer Elena. This company not in a position to give specific volume growth guidance. However, as several brownfield expansion of capacity are in place, the company with large portfolio of SKU in the system is expected to grow 3% to 4% more than the country growth in plastic pipe system during the year. Our brownfield expansion at various locations of plastic piping system are progressing smoothly. The company is well positioned to cater to increased demand of the product, increased available capacity. The company has reached annual capacity of 8,20,000 tons as on 31 December 2024 and with the completion of all the expansion plan undertaken in hand, total installed capacity of the piping system business vertical shall reach 900,000 tons by end of fiscal year 2024-25. Three new greenfield plants for plastic piping division at Jammu, Bihar and Madhya Pradesh shall be taken up for execution in the coming financial year. Land at all the three places is in complete possession and detailed plan for product and capacity are being worked out. Equipments have arrived for polypropylene silent pipe system, which have been launched in technical collaboration with Mr. Polo Plus of Austria during first quarter of fiscal year 2025-2026. The newly introduced PERT piping system and PE single wall corrugated pipe are witnessing increasing response. Plans to increase SKU and in bath switching and sanitary ware segment are progressing well. Until now, the division yields to 629 SKU from 421 SKU at the beginning of the year. The company plastic piping system is servicing 40 different application-based systems and continue to explore to add more value-added system. The company continues to remain focused, invest and enlarge the product basket in its piping business and to increase the range of value-added product. The company now has a SKU basket of 14,234 number in piping system business vertical. The company has placed order for all necessary equipment and the work on civil construction is going in full swing at a new site at Kanpur Dehad in UP for making windows. In the first phase, company has planned to put entire window making facility at Kanpur and cater to customers in Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and NCR area. The company expects to launch and supply Windows in the first half of fiscal year 2026. The business of cross-laminated film is showing improved performance with better capacity utilization. The division has also participated in institutional business and bagged orders which are under execution. Resultantly, the division expects about 20% volume growth in this business for the year with improved profitability. Trials have been successfully carried out for the newly developed cross-plastic film and samples thereof have been sent to laboratory for testing and certification as well as potential customers for their evaluation. The company continues to expand its range and introduce various new models of chair and cabinet in its furniture segment. 12 new models have been introduced in the first 9 months of fiscal year 2025. The division continues to add showroom to improve awareness of the range of premium product. Total numbers of showroom has reached 337 by end of December from 308 as on 31st March 2024. Focus on strengthening distribution channel and adding more retail outlet continues. In the industrial segment business conditions remain moderate. However, company expects demand scenario to further improve in sector of home appliance and white goods which constitute large part of its business. It is also working to expand its customer base and develop the business in new sector. With the revival in the business scenario of various appliance customers, the division expects better prospect going forward. The material handling division remains focused on introducing new products and also investing in new machines and molds. Induction molded pellets are seeing good growth and the division continues to add new products in its range of pellets and dustbin. Presently, the entire range of pellets are being manufactured at one location in Maharashtra. Going forward, the division plans to increase pellet manufacturing location and likely to commence from March 2025. Equipment for bubble guard boards shall arrive by end of first quarter of fiscal year 2026 and likely to be in production in July-September quarter. The division continues to strive to enlarge the customer base and product portfolio, paving the way for moderate growth. Composite LPG cylinder division continues to cater to existing overseas customers and also participate in various export inquiries. Supply again new letter of intent received for 10 kg cylinder from Indian Oil Corporation Limited are taking place regularly and shall be completed by February 2025. The division expects to issue order for further quantity in continuation of existing LOI. Work on standard design of 14.2 kg cylinder for all oil marketing companies is under progress and expected to generate good business during fiscal year 2026 and thereafter commercialization of newly developed CNG cylinder likely to happen during this quarter of the year. The particular packaging division has enhanced its capacity utilization and focused on developing customized solutions and it is working well. The division continuously increasing its fabrication capacity in various geography cater to increase demand. Expansion activities undertaken are progressing well and shall be fully in place by end of fiscal year 2025. Negotiation for a suitable location for a new greenfield site near the port in the western region to cater to export opportunity and domestic demand has been initiated and likely to be concluded in the first quarter fiscal year 2026. The performance packaging division continue to utilize its capacity optimally and work on improved product mix and cost-efficient value-added product with minimum investment. Export opportunity remains the focus area for better value addition. Looking at the business outlook and opportunity, the company has planned and committed very high capex, including telephone commitment of around 1,500 crore this year. Total cash outflow toward capex has been up till now rupees 718 crore and likely to reach around ₹1,000 crore for the year. Entire capex will be funded from internal accrual. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and 9 months ended in the difference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Ritesh Shah with Investec. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah, please go ahead with the question.
Yeah, hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, very audible.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was on window profiling business, what you indicated. What is the sort of capacity and the ramp-up that we are looking from this particular initiative of ours?
First, I must clarify that we are not going to sell profile. We are going to supply completely customized window, and our annual capacity is 5,000 tons of PVC profile per annum.
Correct. Sir, can this 5,000 go to 20, 30,000? Is the market size that big and do we aspire to be there?
Market size today is more than 130,000 tons.
Thank you.
Definitely, we would dream to be a big player.
Thank you. Mr. Shah, I will request you to rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Sir, just to correct me if I'm wrong, so now we are saying for volume growth for pipe segment is 15 to 16%. So 9 months we have done just a 7.8%. So ask rate for fourth quarter is close to 30 to 34%. So are we seeing that kind of attraction in the month of January and confident that we can deliver this kind of a number?
If the thing demand as they are remaining today, we are very confident. I can just recall you what I told last time also, in the year 22-23, we had 37% volume growth in second half compared to first half. This year, the third quarter of the second half was poor. There is a huge destocking taking place in the entire value chain, be it a wholesaler, be it semi-wholesaler, be it retailer. And the demand, the prices are so low, that it is very, very affordable product. And fortunately, we got capacity available. We got so many new system operating. And we got more than 14,000 SKU. We are very confident that if no disturbance takes place, we are going to achieve the number what we are telling you.
Okay, got it. And sir, in terms of the capacity expansions that we are saying, that 9 lakh ton by this year, and the three places, Jammu, Bihar and MP, so there, how much capacity are we looking at and how much will likely to come in FY26?
When we plan, when we come with our final accounting year on April, that time we will tell you the plan for this new location. As on today, we have got the land in our possession. The plan, what capacity, what product we are going to make there will be announced only on 24th April, which is our meeting to close the account of the year 2425.
Thank you. Mr. Shah, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja with Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you all for the opportunity. Just to clarify the last previous participant's question, did we mention, so our ask rate according to your interview is around 24% on quarter four numbers. Are we confident on the base of 41% growth of last year that we can still do 24% plus?
Yeah, confident. What your number we told you, nothing unusual thing happens, we will be achieving the number what we are talking.
Sure. Secondly, sir, just wanted to understand the inventory loss that you've mentioned on the interview. What is the quantum of the same?
The right thing about inventory loss, we should talk in April, but as on first 9 months, because the inventory loss was not only in PVC, it was on polyethylene also, and which was in excess of 100 crore rupees in first 9 months. But correctly, inventory loss or gain, we will talk in April.
Thank you. Ms. Talreja, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening. Two questions evening. I had first. The first question was, could you help us understand where is the demand so weak? Is it housing, is it agri, or is it infrastructure?
Sir, demand is weak. Was weak.
And third quarter demand was very weak. It was third quarter, first is the rain, the demand was wiped out. And housing demand was also not so robust because the demand was there, but it was all supplied from the shocks. And infra demand is not picked up.
So that's what I was asking. Is it weaker in housing or agri or infrastructure?
Agri demand, I told you, due to rainy season, extended rainy season, agri demand was very poor. Housing was low, but not so low. And infra demand definitely was non-existent. But we are a small player in infra.
Thank you. Mr. Agarwal, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Navid Virani with Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
I'm very audible.
Yes, sir. So I had one question around the rapid cash depletion which I'm witnessing. So we had almost 1,180 crore rupees worth of cash in Q4 FY24 at the end. But currently we just have 300 crores of cash with us. I understand that we are, you know, going through a capex phase, but I still feel there is some other place where the cash is, you know, getting sucked up. Is it fair to assume that we are sitting on large inventory pile right now, which is, you know, where
we have a very huge inventory pipeline, huge inventory with us.
Okay, so we are confident that the upcoming demand will help us.
Inventory will be liquidated in this quarter.
Thank you. Mr. Virani, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes to the line of Bhavin Pandey with Ethna Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yeah, so what is the outlook of PVC prices and revival of demand? Thank you.
Demand is now, there is no issue of no demand of PVC pipe. And PVC pipe, we don't see already it has come to a very low level. It's only trending now, crude price going up, rupee going weak, and the local makers are losing money at the current price. Either anti-dumping duty may come or local maker will find difficulty to go on selling at such a low price.
Okay, that's helpful. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Keshav Vijayaratan Lahoti with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So what is the, how are the thing going on OPVC pipes and how are the expansion plan, whatever we have earlier, you know, in Visage 30 KMT capacity by FY27 and is it running on par?
No, we should one line now, we were three line now. And three line our capacity going up now to annually around 9,000 ton per year.
Okay, got it. And last question, sir, any guidance on the margin side for this for Q4?
Opposite market is margin is quite good.
For the company?
For the company, yes. Company, we anticipate this year margin may be between 13.5% to 14% overall.
Thank you. Mr. Lahoti, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Sonali S. with Jefferies Group. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my question remains on the demand. Have you seen or are you seeing the channels restocking again, and also how was the demand in the first 20 days of January across segments?
Demand all segments are good except infra demand still not come up.
So restocking, are you seeing
demand,
that?
Demand is there for agri and demand is there for housing. Demand is now started.
So could you share the month-on-month volume numbers for October, November, December, if that is possible?
This is not possible.
Thank you. Ms. Sonali, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Praveen Sahai with Prabhudas Lilladher Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is again on the volume and what you are guiding for a 30% plus for a Q4. So one thing you had highlighted, destocking is very high at all the channels level. So can you give some color on the comparison at what level of inventory earlier versus now it is at?
General inventory level, at what level they are?
General inventory, we don't know about competition. We don't know. We say we got more inventory, so we are confident that we will have adequate stock and it will be capacity.
No.
What do you want your
inventory level?
No, I am asking related to the channel.
We don't have record. Now, so many distributors, retailers, we don't have right. We were more than 100,000 retailers. I don't know what is the inventory with them. But we know that they are buying quite low. They, whenever they place orders, they are after us to supply as quickly as possible. We show that they are having very low inventory. And in the when the price trend is going down, there is no reason for them to keep inventory. We are available to make the supply. We told them now we are your go down. We don't have to keep it go down.
Okay, sir. Sir, last question related to ADD. As you had mentioned that the finance ministry awaits, you know, for the implementation of ADD. So what's your take on when that's going to happen in Feb, March, when it's going to happen?
I don't know. I think that is like given only by finance ministry. I'm too smart a person. I have no idea, no clue. You only know that the Director General Chair MAD have recommended some provisional anti-dumping duty on 5 countries, various companies, which have been sent to them in beginning of November. Now already more than 80 days passed. Now when the finance ministry will issue notification or they will not issue notification, I have no idea.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Srinath V with Bellwether Capital. Please go ahead.
So, I want to understand how the CPVC business is growing. Is it growing higher than the 4% volume growth we saw in the piping division? And also want to understand that there's already an anti-dumping duty on CPVC. Is that market a little more stable than PVC? Are, you know, retailers holding inventory and are we seeing primaries happening for us? Thank you, sir.
CPVC, there is an anti-dumping duty imposed only on China and one company in South Korea. They were not a large supplier, and they were not in any way large supplier to our company. The major supply coming from USA and Japan and Thailand, and now they have quite a good capacity produced locally also. So we have no reason of anything to do with the anti-dumping duty. And CPVC market definitely has grown better. Our company has grown also in excess of 20% on CPVC.
Okay, sir. And how do you see, given that the fourth quarter is normally the construction-heavy quarter from a residential real estate, what is the broad outlook on CPVC now going into Q4 and next year, sir?
Q4 will be further better.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll get back into this.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ashish Khurana with Ant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, I had a question on this announcement that we made last quarter about having a 60 cascade capacity on CNG type of cylinders. So you said that in the announcement, sorry, it was said that the targeted revenue can be 60 crores. So just wanted to understand that it was a testing of what is kind of the thing, or, you know, we see a big market opportunity there in terms of value.
Our cylinder is for cascade application, refilling the CNG stations at petrol pump. It can be supplied only in the cascade form, means cascade of 30 cylinders or 36 cylinders. We are now at the stage of building up the cascade, and once we supply to any of the petrol pump, petroleum company, then we will see success. Cylinder per se has been duly approved, all certification in place. But the commercialization will take place only by end of. Hello?
You're audible, sir.
I think the reply is complete. Can you ask any other question?
Yes, I just want to understand that, you know, in LPG cylinders, we haven't seen that much traction, but in CNG cascades, do you expect it to be different? That because probably there could be some operating cost benefits for our end clients. So do you see that, you know, it probably will have a bigger market than LPG cylinders?
Nowadays, you see, at every petrol pump, there is a CNG station. Those CNG stations are filling the fuel through CNG cascade replenishment. So our cylinder, which is a newly developed cylinder, would be used in the CNG cascade only. Since more of the vehicles are moving either electrical or gas, there is a good market potential for the CNG cylinders.
Got it, sir. This is helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Swapnil Upadhyay with Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, for, what were the reasons for contraction in margins and what was the reason for increase in raw material cost quarter on quarter? Can you please elaborate?
Raw material costs are going down, no increasing.
Raw material cost as percentage of sales, sir.
Because our margins have to go down because the open market price of PVC is lower than company price. Sell the goods, we started ignoring the open market, the company price which are produced locally, and we were trying to make our selling price close to import parity.
Mm-hmm.
Our percentage of raw material will go up.
And what was the reason for contraction in EBITDA margin, especially plastic pipe segment?
The margin will come down now when I'm losing money on the local purchase. And local purchase, we don't want to give up. We go on buying local material.
Okay,
local,
thank you.
Local is a regular supply. Import is a bustati manak. We can't work on our company based on imported material when local production is available. Local producers are very important supply for us.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rishabh Bothra with Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, Rish.
Sir, just wanted to understand, you mentioned that our capacity will reach by 9 lakh tons by March 25. How is the growth plan for FY26 and what kind of utilization can we expect?
FY26, we will talk in April.
Upgrade. So this 9 lakh is only downfield expansion. Greenfield will come up thereafter.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. 9 lakh 10 KPC will be available on 1st April 2025.
Okay. Got it. And with respect to the LPG cylinder, I think Supreme and Time Techno are the two players currently. Are there any other players who are supplying to the composite cylinders?
As of now, no.
Not to our knowledge.
And lastly, what is the market size of this cylinder and how much market share do we want to gain?
The market is more than 40 million cylinder.
More than 40 million, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in.
Our capacity both together is not even 2 million cylinders.
So we want to scale up the capacity in cylinder also quickly?
The capacity will be going on increasing based on the demand coming from the oil marketing companies.
Okay. I'll come back to you, sir. Thank you.
We have to decide how much they want to switch over from the metal to plastic.
Okay.
Plastic is safe material. As you saw yesterday in Kumbh Mela, the explosion took place because it was metal cylinders.
Got it.
Cylinder would not have exploded. You would have burned out. The damage would have been minimal.
So will lobbying help and consumer awareness or marketing campaign help?
It's only by the oil marketing company, dear friend.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Navid Virani with Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. I just had one more question. Sir, can you help us with the number as to out of the 100%, what percentage of PVC are we sourcing domestically versus imports?
I think maybe 45% or 50%, more than 50% definitely local.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we are there locally. I think we are there maybe the number one customer of the Indian producers.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rahul Agarwal with Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, the question last time I was asking was not, couldn't get a proper answer. What I was trying to know was infrastructure, the contribution to Supreme is very low, and housing you said was okay and agri was bad because of extended rains. January you're saying housing agri both picked up. So just wanted to know if infra contribution is so low, 3% volume growth, is was there any other reason of this demand not really picking up?
Now demand this quarter will be quite okay. There's no issue. The demand will be good from agri, demand will be good from housing. There's no issue this quarter. Prices are very low, people have to start stocking also, and the demand will come from every segment. Now the crops are getting harvested, demand will come from E also and from housing also. We have so many systems, so many SKUs, new distributor edition. We don't see any problem with water.
So maybe I'd put it differently. I think first half the industry grew 8 to 9%. What was the number for 9 months? Would you have that, sir?
Now, what is the government, what is the, I go from local producer, all combined together, all polymer combined together, the growth was only 1% in plastic piping.
Okay, okay. And you think for the full year?
Yes, there is a combination of all the polymer. There is PVC, CPVC, polypropylene, high-density polyethylene, linear low-density polyethylene. All together, the market has grown by 1%. We don't use linear low density polyethylene. We don't make a deep system. So, and LDP we use mostly for infrastructure. So, but all combined, they were 1%. Our company overall, all together was 7.5%. And other than infrastructure, we have grown by 11.5% in 9 months.
Got it, sir. This is really helpful. Thank you so much for taking my question. All the best.
Thank you. Next question comes to the line of Ashok Shah with Eklavya Invesco.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, last quarter raw material price was low and this quarter raw material price would be probably something higher. So what would be expected repercussion out of this?
I don't think raw material prices are now higher than last year. What I know,
the prices are higher, but the effective prices are not higher.
Not higher prices. I don't think prices are quite low. Very competitive, very economical. Our product is very economical compared to any pipe.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just to get a clarification, when we said 1% growth, just of previous participant reply, so 1% growth you are saying for 9 months FY25 or for third quarter
FY25? FY25 for the 9 months, the country has grown 1% of all polymer going into making plastic piping. That is 1% of all the polymer. Don't use linear low density as a polymer in our piping business because we are not in deep system.
Okay, but in terms of the broader level, in terms of the PVC level, will this be a 2-3% kind of a growth for 9 months?
PVC level, the country has grown by 11%, we have grown by 11%, CPVC country has grown by 9%, we have grown in excess of 20%. That is the two principal raw material we use to make in our plastic piping system. 9 months.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Mr. Shah, are you done with the question?
Yeah, done. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes to the line of Varun Jain with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. So my question was in the gas piping systems business, you had expected some orders in Q2 FY25. So has the order scale increased in Q3, and how is that going? You had told us that there's a very difficult testing procedure for these pipes.
Yes,
gas piping. No, we have still not got any order. We are now equipped. We have got certified also. We are waiting for some order to come in this quarter. As on today, we have no orders for gas piping. Our Gadigaon is qualified to supply gas piping system. We not only make pipe, we also make fitting. But as on, up till now, we have not received any order. But we are newcomer, it always takes some time to break through.
Okay, sir. Is there any specific reason why you didn't get any order, like some requirements is not met?
Any new supplier to qualify always takes some time, dear friend.
Okay. And sir, by when do you expect to ramping up in this business?
May get in this quarter also.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you and all the best.
You are blessing.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Nupani with Pop Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Hey, good evening, sir. My first question is regarding the industrial segment. So our industrial segment volume has regrown for the past two consecutive quarters. So wanted to understand what is the reason for the same and how this segment is expected to perform in the current March quarter.
See, in industrial division, the volume are really not important. Because they are the various OE customers, various parts which are not related to the volume that we have. Only thing is that last year in this same business segment, we had electronic voting machine orders, which is not forming part of the current year business. And that's why on a division level, you are looking at degrowth. If you exclude that business, which was not a recurring business, then definitely we had a moderate growth.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, what would be our CPVC pipe volume growth for December quarter? And can you please specify once again our plastic pipe segment and volume and margin guidance for FY25?
No, CPVC system, we had a growth of 20% plus in the volume. CPVC system, our volume has grown 20% plus in 9 months.
Okay, and sir, can you please specify the plastic pipe volume and margin guidance for FY25?
We are talking 3 to 4% more than the country growth. But specifically, number on plastic piping system, we maintain still 15 to 16%. But in uncertain time, we are scared to give any number. But definitely, we are confident we will grow more than the country.
Okay, and sir, on the margin side.
Margin side will be between 13.5 to 14%.
For plastic pipe segment?
The company.
For the company, we can talk.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes to the line of Amit Purohit with Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just on your comments that Q3 you saw slower growth in the agri segment as well as infra. So plumbing would have done well, housing side, and CPVC has grown probably faster than the rest of the portfolio. And what explains the realization lower for the quarter? And if the coming quarters, there is a likelihood that agri and housing will continue to do well, what is, assuming that PVC prices remain stable, should we see sequential improvement or stable kind of, how do you say? These are the two questions.
You see, prices normally should have slight upward bias, but we can't say, but we are not clear about the anti-dumping duty.
Sure.
When anti-dumping duty comes in, there is no reason of PVC price to go up also. But what I say may not go down.
No, sir, I was referring to our performance. I'm not, I understand PVC prices is difficult to predict. What I want you to understand is that in Q3, our realization on plastic pipe was 131.6 rupees a kg. When I look at the reasons that you highlighted in terms of your performance, this is because agri was not doing well and infra was not doing well, which I presume that would have a lower realization than the housing. And CPVC did 20%, and still we saw a sequential reduction in realization. So I just wanted to know, is that the hypothesis correct that maybe the...
Infra, we supply high-density polythene pipe, which prices are always much higher than PVC.
Okay. Okay.
You cannot go by the price per kilo basis. There's no way. In our business, sure, there's no price per kilo basis.
Okay. And in the subsequent...
We told you already, volume number, yes, please.
Okay. Okay, okay. And coming quarters also one should expect a stable, assuming that PVC prices remain same, so it should be a stable number.
It's difficult to make a forecast, but that's why we are saying we'll grow 3 to 4% more than the country growth. That part we are okay, confident.
Sure.
And if it doesn't go down, then definitely we grow nicely in our plastic piping volume-wise more than 2 digits, better than the country.
Just I wanted to know why I'm asking this is just to know that is the competitive intensity so high that there is too much of undercutting which is happening amongst the dealers, and dealers are asking for significant discounts from companies. Is that the scenario right now, even in housing?
Nothing like it.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rohan with Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. My question is regarding OPVC. So what is your total capacity at this moment?
OPVC. 9,000 tons annually.
9,000 ton annually with 3 lines that you have, right?
Yeah,
and what is the timeline for rest 7 lines?
You mean 7 lines, 2028.
Okay. And with this 9 line, with this 3 lines that you already have, so what will be the revenue that will be generated at optimum utilization?
No, 2 lines have just gone into production. So once they are running properly, then we have no idea. We have new market, so we very difficult to give any forecast for that quantity. We should be able to sell at least more than 6,000-7,000 tons next year.
Okay.
Should dim like that.
It is all high value added.
Yes, but volume wise, we may be able to sell 6,000-7,000 tons next year.
Okay. And can you just explain me the traction that is going on, like replacement or supplementing the ductile iron pipe? So is their acceptance increased by passing quarters?
The GI pipe is smaller diameter. The OPC pipe is replacing it at a very economical cost to the department, up to 400 millimeters. We are playing 110, 160, 200, 250, these smaller diameter. So definitely, department going for OPVC is much more advantageous to them, and cost-wise and performance-wise. So we are confident as we go on getting qualified, we will go on getting order for the capacity what we have put in place.
Okay, so you mean to say that a majority of demand in OPVC is below 400 mm?
As of today, this is our impression.
Okay, and there and over there, that how's the traction going on? Like,
sorry,
how's the traction going on? The acceptance by government projects.
Government is very much, there's no issue. The government are finding it better than lower in cost and give better performance. Longer life also.
Okay.
Longer life, better performance, water outflow is more in OPVC compared to DI pipe. The life is longer also. So there is no issue.
Okay. And how big this can be an opportunity for a company like Supreme? And how big you want to be in this segment?
Yeah, we want to be segment where we still go long way now, long way. There are still, we have developed this, hopefully fishing has to be developed properly in our country. We have a huge capacity, we must have more capacity also. It's a very small capacity, 9,000 is a very small capacity. Today we are running with a very small capacity. We have aimed to become much larger capacity. That part I can tell you. But okay. It will take some time.
Okay. Okay, so this was from my side. Thank you for your explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vipul Kumar Anopchand Shah with Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is, what was the average price of PVC during last quarter and what are the prices ruling as on today, sir?
Which is idea, sir? Every price, company price, declared price is different, you see. Then they give you discount also, so I have no idea. But the price was 83.5 rupees company price, but then they give so many discounts, they give some specific discount to the customers, so we have no idea. No idea. You mean low, is it below 80 rupees? Open market price is around 72 rupees. I can give open market price. In Bundi market, open market price of PVC pipe is 72 rupees and local company price, declared price is 78.5, but then company gives huge discount based on the quantity.
Okay.
So, maybe now the price are not transparent. Only transparent is their declared price and real price are quite different.
So have they recovered now or they are still ruling at low levels only?
They recovered the import, the cargo is arriving, there is no anti-dumping duty as on today. So they are quite low compared to local company price.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Keshav Vijayaratan Lahoti with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, as you highlighted that CPVC demand is growing more than 20% and infra demand has been poor. Can you give some sense on what is the infra mix and CPVC mix this year?
Sorry?
So, as you highlighted, you know, CPVC demand is growing very fast and infra has been very poor this year. Some sense on how much is the CPVC mix in entire portfolio and infra mix for this year?
CPVC is selling in infra now.
It's a mix.
Our
CPVC in infra?
No idea. There is classified information.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rishabh Bothra with Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. 2-3 questions. Our value of share of value-added products have increased, but from 35% to 38%. But still, I think margin have lowered. So, to what extent the value-added products can increase and margin trajectory look better?
Our plan to go on increasing value-added share. We are investing more and more money. Uh-huh. Share will be investing more than 900 crore rupees in plastic piping.
Correct.
Many investments are taking place to increase our value-added share. Normally, we get 42% value-added share, which we want to go and increase.
Okay.
Commodity prices are very low. We want to improve our return on capital employed and want to improve our operating margin.
Okay. And sir, looking at the EBIT per ton, if we want to compare, I think consumer product has the highest EBIT per ton, followed by packaging product and industrial product. Plastic pipes comes the last. However, when we look at the revenue contribution, plastic piping product has 65%, industrial and packaging 15%, and consumer 5%. Will the expanded capacity change the revenue mix per se?
We go by return on capital employed.
Pardon me, sir?
We go by return on average capital employed in our company.
Okay. Not on EBIT per ton.
The last year return on every capital employed was second to furniture. Our return on capital employed was quite good. As you have seen, our balance sheet overall, we earn more than 40% of our money.
Uh-huh.
So, our criteria only, which business gives us more return on our capital.
So better is to look at ROC rather than EBIT margin, EBIT per ton.
Okay, fine.
And lastly, on the margin front itself, we achieved 20% annualized margin in FY21, and we are around 16% or so. So what time frame can we look to reach that margin level again, operating level margin?
Margins were not the normal margins, some inventory gains. You see, in those times, during COVID times, the PVC prices or the polymer prices went up so high, in the increasing prices, you tend to get inventory gains. Those are not the regular margins. The regular margin, operating margin would be in the range of 14% to 15%.
Okay, 14% to 15% regular margin.
Again, I conclude, you see, we work only on one criteria, return on every capital employed.
Got it. Fine, sir. Thank you. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Rohan with Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. I just wanted to know, how does the distribution of OPVC work? Is it distributor-led business, contractor-led business, or it's a tender-based business? Because there is a lot of dealing with government.
We supply to some contractor who are supplying to government.
Okay, so it's more of a contractor-based business. You supply to contractors.
I'm taking order from government. We hardly supply anything direct to government. We supply to contractor who against payment, who supply to government.
Okay. That was from my side. Thank you again.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Lalwani with Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the infra segment. What is the reason for the weakness? And as we speak, have things improved? And can you share your outlook for this segment?
As you are aware, in the first 6 months, the government, central government spent only 29% of their budget on infra. And we don't think much expenditure has been boosted in the third quarter also. I have no idea. Normally, government spend money in the last quarter. So it's coming only from central government budget or state government budget. I think that the government spending is lower. We have seen that when the local producer who are supplying the high-density polyethylene, there is a degrowth of 28% by volume in the first 9 months. We saw that across all the application for infra, high-density polyethylene raw material is used in infra, one of the raw materials, and there is a degrowth of 28% by volume in the country first 9 months. So we hope that now remaining 2.5 months, government may spend money on infra more. We have no idea.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Asim with DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I just wanted to understand on your pipes volume growth guidance. So when you say Q4 will be 24-25% growth so that you can meet your annual guidance expectation, is it actual ground level demand that has suddenly improved that is giving us the confidence? Because, you know, as of late December and early Jan, our channel checks did not pick up any robust demand indicators. Your own Q3 volume also suggests the same, and we are 20 days done in January. So has demand actually picked up materially?
We believe this quarter we will sell more than 200,000 tons. This is what our distributor has given us for me. They have given us their revised target. And if nothing adverse happens, this will happen also. If nothing adverse happens, suppose unfortunately some cyclone or some rain, big rain happens, doesn't happen in January, March. Or some unusual thing happens. Somewhere line order problem happens. Who knows now? Anyway, we are normally optimistic. January to 10th June, demand will remain better on the plastic pipe system. They are normal experience. Beginning January or more so after the Pongal, 14th January, after this Pongal, Sakrat, Vishu, Lohri, all the festival over, the demand up to 10th or middle of June, demand is going to be better for plastic piping system. This is normal happen every year. So there is nothing unusual this year.
But 200,000.
I cannot say.
Sure, I can understand what's not in our hand is not in our hand. But to get the 200,000 tons, metric tons sales in Q4, you will have to run at capacity utilization almost 100% in Q4 itself.
You stop lying with me. It's no issue. I can supply, there's no issue. I would use capacity lying with me. I can give 25,000 tons for my stock also. Material available is enough material.
Okay. And because the other thing is there is a gap between international PVC prices and domestic prices, domestic being higher. So that also is a factor, right? So when you say 200,000 metric ton clarity is there from your channel, it is eventually going in to basically the end consumers are still consuming. That's the level of clarity we have, right? Not inventory stocking.
We will be selling the distributor only. Distributor will be passing to the market. See, our normal experience.
Okay.
Our sales are quite good in third quarter, last quarter.
Sure, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you, DAM Capital, and thank you all the analysts.
Thank you, thank you, Asim. Thank you, DAM.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.